I'm Nate Hedgie with Montana News. State Representative-elect Amanda Curtis of Butte is the first Democrat to indicate interest in replacing Congressman Ryan Zinke if he is confirmed as Secretary of the Interior next year. Curtis says she's not yet decided whether she'll seek her party's nomination, but says if Zinke is appointed, it would be a great opportunity for Democrats to take back the seat, and that she has been encouraged to run by her supporters and family.
An opportunity to go to Washington and be the voice for my neighbors.
Curtis ran unsuccessfully against Senator Steve Daines for a U.S. Senate seat in 2014.
I am perhaps the only Montanan right now who has lived through this challenge before, but the starting point is a little bit different this time.
At least a half dozen Republicans are also floating trial balloons to be the GOP's nominee. They include state legislators Daniel Zolnikoff of Billings, Scott Sales of Bozeman, and Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, along with Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, who publishes a conservative newsletter online. District Judge Russell Fagg of Billings says he's also considering a run for the seat. He's been a judge for 22 years and has served in the Montana legislature. His main concern is the national budget deficit.
All of these important issues like national security, immigration, health care, education, the environment, they all are going to require money. And if we implode from within because of fiscal issues, then we're going to have all kinds of consequences.
Bozeman resident Eugene Graff IV has also thrown his hat into the ring. Graff owns a construction company and, since 2011, has been the state representative to the National Association of Home Builders.
Each time I build a house, I see 115 to 130 different people. Many of them are very small business owners. And I think I have a good insight to how we can possibly help those small business owners continue to create jobs instead of letting these regulations just keep killing jobs.
Because this is a special election, there won't be a primary process. Instead, people who want to become their party's nominee will have to follow their state party's rules to do so. Those rules for Montana Democrats and Republicans both call for the party's central committees to hold conventions in which party leaders vote to select nominees. Montana Secretary of State Linda McCullough says independent candidates can petition themselves onto the ballot.
They have to gather signatures, and those signatures are 5% of the total votes cast for the successful candidate for the same office in the last election. The last election was 2016, so it would be 14,268 verified signatures, and that's 5%.
There are no geographic requirements for where the signatures come from, as long as they're registered Montana voters. The deadline for turning them in is
75 days before the election, and they can start gathering those signatures now.
The election date has not yet been set. State law says it's up to the governor to do that, and the date must be between 85 and 100 days after Montana's congressman officially resigns his seat. That would presumably happen after a U.S. Senate confirmation hearing on Congressman Zinke's appointment. No date has been set for that hearing, which could occur any time after Inauguration Day on January 20th. So far, McCullough says no one has picked up any official petitions from her office that must be used to gather the signatures, but some people have indicated interest in them.
Yeah, we've had a few, so, yeah.
Once petitions are turned in, it will be up to individual county elections administrators to verify the signatures. Once that's done, the Secretary of State's office will then place qualifying candidates' names onto the ballot. Voting will happen just like a regular election, with Montanans going to local polling places to cast their ballots, except for those who vote absentee. With your Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Thanks for listening. And you can get more Montana news at mtpr.org.